Gemara Tov, everybody. How are we? Everybody has a Torah sheet? Yes. Okay. So let us begin. I want to begin this morning's shiur by teaching you a slang word in Hebrew. Okay. That was the sort of the inspiration for this morning's idea. You all know the Hebrew, regular Hebrew word, gesher. What's a gesher? A gesher is a bridge, right? Hold on. I can't sing because I'm being recorded, but geshers are, right? Okay, so a gesher is a bridge. That is the regular use of the word gesher. But in Hebrew, if you ask my kids what is a gesher would be, for example, on this year, the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Thursday and Friday, for example, if you're lucky enough not to have school, that's called a gesher. The school gives you a gesher. We did not give you a gesher because we care about your Torah learning. In some schools, however, like some of my kids, I'm just kidding. Baruch Hashem, they all care about Torah, but they give off this gesher Thursday and Friday. Rather than bringing the kids back to school for such a short time, they give them a gesher. They give them this bridge. Okay? Everybody with me? You can all be very well-versed Israelis and use the term. Like, do you have a gesher? It means, do you have off in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Okay? So I want to talk actually about this gesher between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and more specifically, how do we transform? How do we move, transition, I should really say, from the experience of Yom HaKippurim, which you all experience the awesomeness and the tremendous high and everything associated with Yom HaKippurim, and move into Sukkot, which is mamash around the corner, okay? And we actually are going to see that there are a lot of implications for this transitioning. One of my sons came home after being Yushalayim for Yom Kippur last night, and he said to me when he walked in the door, Chag Sameach. I said, Chag Sameach? He said, yes, tonight is a Chag because we celebrate the fact that the Kohen Gadol survived Yom HaKippurim and came out alive. So apparently last night and today is a Chag, but we're going to see that there's actually Chag meaning, Chag feeling to all the days between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot. So I should restart the morning and say Chag Sameach, everybody. So Chag Sameach. And let's have a look at what I'm talking about. I want to start by asking two important questions about Sukkot. Number one is something connected to Hilchot Sukkot. You will notice in front of you, you have the first two sources on your page, is the very last din in Yom HaKippurim, in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim in the Shulchan Aruch, and the second source is the very first din in Hilchot Sukkot in the Shulchan Aruch. And you will notice something rather interesting. We see the Ramah comments in Orei Chaim, Siman, Tafet Reish, Chaf Dal, Tzif Hei. What does he say? Again, this is the last din in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim. V'hamegatikin matchilim miyad v'motzei Yom Kippur v'asiyat ha-sukah kedei latzeit mi-mitzvah el mitzvah. What does the Ramah say? What do we do on Motzei Yom Kippur? And I hope some of you were able to actually see this and experience this last night. What's the minhag? We build the sukkah on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. Did anybody see this? Did you hear, like, the banging and the poles? No? No one heard it? Yes? Yeah, you can hear it. Now, maybe they're building a sukkah. So, the last din in Hilchos Yom Kippur is the Ramah pointing out that those who are medate, people who want to be super careful, especially after Yom HaKippurim, build a sukkah. They're mafkid to build their sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippurim. Why? So that they should go from one mitzvah to another. From the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, or I should say the mitzvot of Yom Kippur, to the mitzvah of, or the mitzvot of Chag HaSukkot. That concludes the Shulchan Aruch section on Hilchot Yom Kippur. The next siman, obviously, is Tafresh Chafei, And the opening Seif, Seif Aleph. What does the Shulchan Aruch write? Basukot Tishvu Shivat Yamim V'Gomer Ki Basukot Hashavti Et Bnei Yisrael Heim Ananei Kavod Shekifam Behem U'mitzvah L'tzaken HaSukah Miyad Achar Yom Kippur. U'mitzvah Ba'al Niyado Atach Mitzena. What's the first opening din in Hilchot Sukkot? The very same din as the last halacha of Yom Kippurim. That when the opportunity presents itself, meaning when Motzei Yom Kippur comes around, everyone should go out and build a sukkah, perhaps for a slightly different reason. Mitzvah ba'al yachav ha'mitzen, everybody knows what that means? A mitzvah that comes your way, al tach mitzena, from the word chametz. Don't leave it and let it ferment, but rather run out and do it. Same exact idea. So we see that there is a repetition in the Shulchan Aruch of the last din of Yom Kippurim and the first din of Hilchot Sukkot. They're identical. Why does the Shulchan Aruch have to repeat itself? Why does the din appear twice, once at the end of Hilchot Yom Kippur and once at the beginning of Hilchot Sukkot? That is question number one. Question number two is about the timing of Chag Sukkot. We saw just now, actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, and you've been taught this probably since birth. Why is there such a chag? Why does Chag Sukkot exist? What are we doing? Yes? Right? So we are celebrating the Nes of the Sukkot. There's a machlokes, if we're talking about the Nes of the Ananei HaKavod, that enveloped us and prevented us from, and protected us, I should say, from all of the elements in the Mibar, and so we weren't hot, and we weren't cold, and we were always dry, etc. Or whether it was because we actually sat in Sukkot similar to the ones that we sit in today. Probably looked a little different, didn't have all the beautiful decorations of Yerushalayim, and paper chains, and lights, and bowls, and all of those things, but similar idea, okay? So when did that take place, if that's what we are commemorating?
Post-Yitziyah
Mitzrayim. Meaning, when should Chag Sukkot be celebrated?
Pesach.
During Pesach time. Imagine if we had Pesach immediately followed by Sukkot, or perhaps Sukkot immediately followed, I don't know, or a combination of Pesach and Sukkot, right? That would be quite the yearly cycle. Okay? Why is it that we celebrate Sukkot in Tishrei? What does Tishrei have to do with Sukkot? Anyone know any answers to this question? Anyone other than Basia, who I love dearly? Okay, Basia, take it away.
Well, actually, I remember this last year.
Okay.
And it was,
last year here, you were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shana Zion.
Yes.
After B'nai Yisrael, like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, like Shem for Eve, and have to be rough about the meaning of Amen and coming back yet.
Okay.
But then by Sukkot, it's because I got it back, and it showed like after me fully for Eve.
Okay.
So we saw it in that.
Okay. Hold that thought. Okay. Anyone know of any other reasons why we celebrate? Yes, Mira.
Well, it's also something about the harvesting season, because that at this point, like, and all people like take it off, like,
okay, good. So let's use that as our starting point here. That's correct. For those of you who have ever grappled with this question, the most common answer given to this question is the answer that we just shared. And you have it in front of you. Flip your page over to the Aruch HaShulchan, who offers this explanation in the name of the Tur. And he asks a question and gives this very answer. V'zeh Lashon HaTur, Talah Katuv Mitzvah Sukkah B'Yitziyat Mitzrayim. We know that Sukkot is really associated with Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein arbe mitzvot lefi shehu davar shara'inu be'einenu v'ozneinu shamanu v'ein adam yachol la'achishenu v'hu ha'moreh l'amitat mitziyut ha'borei yitaleh shehu bara hakol v'sarno v'asher lo hakoch v'hamemshalah v'ayachot v'alyonim v'mtachtonim l'asot b'hem k'rshono k'asher asai imanu v'otzi'o otanu mi'eret Mitzrayim v'otot mutim. Okay? He's basically saying here that so many mitzvot that we have are associated with Yitzias Mitzrayim, largely because that was, of course, the moment in history when all of our ancestors experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu firsthand and saw all that he did and all that he could do and all that he will do for Klal Yisrael. And Sukkot is no different. והסוכות הם ענני כבודו שכיפן בהן לכו... Oh, I'm sorry, this is לבל, it's a typo here. לבל יקם שרב השמש, וציוונו לעשות סוכות כדי שנזכר פלטה ונורתיו. As we already said, the purpose of Sukkot is to commemorate the Ananei HaKavod, which prevented Bnei Yisrael from suffering from sandstorms and windstorms and, I don't know if there was rain in the desert, or the sun, etc. The Afal Pi Sheyatzano Mi Mitzrayim B'Chodesh Nisan. Even though, as we all know, Yitzhak Mitzrayim took place in Chodesh Nisan. Lo Tzivanu La'asot Sukkah Be'oto Hazman. The mitzvah of Chag HaSukkot does not take place dafka in Chodesh Nisan. Why not? Lefi shehu yemot ha-kayitz. Why? Because Nisan, what's Nisan famous for? Great weather, right? It would be so easy and almost obvious to have the mitzvah of Chag HaSukkot in Nisan. V'derech kol adam la'asot lo sukkah letzel. Everybody, Jews and non-Jews alike, are all going outside in Chodesh Nisan. And maybe they're even building themselves structures that would give them shade from the sun. If we had Chag HaSukkot in Nisan, what would happen? Or what wouldn't happen? It wouldn't be obvious that we're actually performing the mitzvah. It would look like we're just going outside to enjoy the beautiful weather and putting up a sukkah to give us shade from the sun. So instead of giving us the mitzvah of Chag HaSukkot in Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to give you dafka, the mitzvah, to remember Sukkot, when? In Tishrei. Because what is Tishrei famous for? It's the beginning of the rain season. It's when everyone is starting to gather everything up and go indoors, because the rain is coming. V'derech kol adam letzeit misukato v'lashuv el beito. While the entire world is going from the outside into the indoors, what are we doing? V'anachnu yotzim min habayit leishev basukah. We're doing the opposite of what the world at large is doing. The world at large is moving indoors as the winter weather moves in. We are moving outdoors as the winter weather moves in. Ubaze yitre'eh lakol. Shemitzvat ha-melech yalinu la'asota. And that is what, by doing this, we can show the world that we're not doing this for weather-related reasons, but rather for mitzvah-related reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to build Sukkot. It's not that we're trying to enjoy nice weather during Chodesh Nisan, but rather we are going out dafka, performing the mitzvah of Chag HaSukkot, even when the weather is not necessarily on our side. Here, I'm not sure that we feel that so much, because you will notice it will be still quite warm on Sukkot, but in Chutz Laaretz you certainly feel it, right? All those memories, you will not have it this year, but all those memories of sitting in your sukkah with the winter coat, yes, and your gloves on and keeping warm, that's what Sukkot is all about, says the Aruch HaShulchan in the name of the Torah. Okay, so, but put that reason aside, because even though that is a popular reason and a wonderfully valid one, it's not the one we'll be focusing on today. Okay, but that is one answer offered to this question of why we celebrate Sukkot in Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, let's try to answer these two questions, seemingly unrelated. Yes, why there's a repetition of the din to build the sukkah at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur and the beginning of Hilchot Sukkot, and also why we celebrate Sukkot in Chodesh Tishrei when really the Nes at least began in Chodesh Nisan. So in order to answer this question, I'm going to ask another question, okay? I want to show you one pasuk in Sefer Tehillim that you are all very familiar with it, and again, I could sing it if I wasn't being recorded, okay? In Perek Bet of Sefer Tehillim, we all know the pasuk. Actually, I want to do the later one first. In Perek Kuf, pasuk Bet, we all know the famous pasuk, Ivdu Ad Hashem B'Simcha. Finish it off for me. Bo Lefanav Birnana. Very easy translation. Let's go.
Serve
HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, or I should say in, happiness. Yes, bol lefanav, your nana. Come in front of him in
joy.
Perhaps song, praise, something of that form. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. The lesser known parallel pasuk appears in Perek Bet of Sefer Tehillim. So we have, not surprisingly and not uncommonly, a conflict. Izdu et Hashem bir'ah v'gilu bir'ada. Let's translate that. Anyone hear that pasuk before? Izdu et Hashem bir'ah? Imagine if we ran around singing. Izdu et Hashem bir'ah, right?
It would seem strange
to us. Yes?
Yeah.
But it's a pasuk. Izdu et Hashem bir'ah, translate.
Serve
Hashem. I like to use the word awe. Okay? V'gilu bir'ada. Gila? What does your name mean?
Joy.
Okay. So, v'gilu bir'ada. Rada is trembling, right? That's about the fear part. V'gilu bir'ada. Be joyful, be happy in your trembling in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what is it? Yidu et Hashem b'simcha, or Yidu et Hashem b'yira? What's it going to be, David HaMelech? What was your purpose? They seem to be complete opposite ends of the spectrum of emotion, right? Being in complete awe of someone and shaking in your boots, or being such joy that you're shaking in song and dance. Yeah? So how do we resolve this conflict? How can it be both? Can it be both? Anyone have any suggestions? Are we awake this morning? Yes, tomorrow. Okay. So Ava and Yira. Do you see there's a little bit more of a conflict between Simcha and Yira? And if you don't, it's okay, because I'll prove to you that there is. Okay? So hold on. Yes? Go ahead,
I think they're pretty similar, because he's telling you, like, he joys in serving Hashem. Like, we don't say that you're a spirit, say it's awe. So you could be, like, joyous and awe Hashem at the same time.
Okay.
You joys through Hashem.
Okay. Have you ever experienced that?
What do you mean? Like,
joy and awe at the same time. Fear and trembling and happiness at the same time. Yes? What'd you say? Yom Kippur? Okay. 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 We're going to look at Halacha and see if that's accurate or not. But I do understand what you're saying. I get that. Yes, Mira.
Yom Kippur had it on the awe part of it, and like, so they had it in the happiness.
Okay. We're going to see that in Halacha too. Yes, for sure. Shoshana?
In general, could we refer to two different times of year?
Okay. So, you're correct, Shoshana, that the easiest way to resolve this conflict is to say, there are times when we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yira, and times that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Simcha. Right? That would be very easy and a perfectly fair way to resolve the conflict, 1,000%. Okay? The Medrash actually does something else for us. The Medrash Tehillim, which you have, its source, they're not numbered, I'm sorry, but it's the fifth source on your page. Yivdu et Hashem b'simcha. V'katuv echad omer Yivdu et Hashem b'yira. Im b'simcha hech b'yira. This is the Medrash asking me. If David HaMelech wants me to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, then what's the yira? V'im b'yira hech b'simcha. And if David HaMelech is suggesting that we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yira, then what's Yivdu et Hashem b'simcha? Amar Rav Acha, Yivdu et Hashem b'yira b'olam hazeh, kedei shetagia l'olam haba b'simcha. So what's the resolution of the Medrash and Tehillim?
Here in this world.
Yivdu et Hashem b'yira here, b'olam hazeh, so that Yivdu et Hashem b'simcha will come true for you in olam haba. You will earn the right, the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha when you get to olam haba. That's Rav Acha's solution of the conflict in Sefer Tehillim, presented in Medrash Tehillim. There's one other resolution offered. I'm not sure if someone might have alluded to it. I can't remember. And it's in also another Medrash, Tanna de Ben Eliyahu. Amar David HaMelech, Yirati mitoch simchati, v'simchati mitoch yirati. Someone pointed that out when they said Gilu Berada. Right? David HaMelech himself alludes to the fact that somehow or another, Simcha and Yira are intrinsically connected. Worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu from feelings of Simcha and worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu from feelings of Yira actually are very much one and the same. How can that be, that they're one and the same? So let's talk about Elisheva. You mentioned that perhaps Yom Kippur can be a time, I don't know if how many of you might have experienced this yesterday, that you can feel Yira and Simcha together. Yes? Okay. So let's take a look at the halachot of what we'll call classic or halachic Simcha, brought by the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. Next source on your page. V'lo halal shel Chanukah bilvad hu shemidivrei sofrim. I'm sorry, skip down. I want to start here. Second line. End of the second line. V'shmona aser yom v'shana nikzva ligmor bahen et halel. There are how many days in the year? 18 days on the calendar, says points out the Rambam, where we say gomer et halel. So that is, we say
halel.
The whole halel. Okay. There are 18 times during the year. What are they? Ve'elu hein. Shmonat yimei hachag. Which chag are we referring to that we say all Sukkot. Of Hallel?
Sukkot.
Ve'shmonat yimei Chanukah. Right? So far, bro, that was easy. We got to 16 very, very quickly. Perishon shel Pesach v'yom atzeret. And also the first day of Pesach. Right? V'yom ha'atzeret, Shmini Atzeret. Aval Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim, ein bahen halel. However, Rosh Hashanah and Yom ha'kippurim, even though they are chagim, they have the status of chagim, we do not say halel on Rosh Hashanah nor on Yom ha'kippurim. Why not? Lefi shehen yimei tshuva v'yira b'facha. Lo yimei simcha yitera. Says the Rambam very clearly, we purposely do not say halal, not on Rosh Hashanah and not on Yom Kippur, because yes, they have the status of chag, but we also are so filled with yira, with pachad. We know we are facing din, that we can't just stand there and sing halal. We do not experience what is called simcha yitera on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. So perhaps, it doesn't mean we don't experience Simcha at all, by the way. And so if you did experience Simcha together with your Yira on Yom Kippur, Matov Manayim, we know we get Simcha from knowing that Bezrat Hashem, all of our Tshuva was accepted, etc. But there is a concept on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim to hold back. We don't experience Simcha Yitera because we are too filled with awe, fear, etc. Okay. However, when it comes to Hilchot Sukkot, take a look again at what the Rambam has to say. Af al pi shekol hamoadot mitzvah lismoch behen bechag Sukkot hayta sham b'midash simcha yitzera. Whereas by Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah there is no simcha yitzera, the opposite is true for Yom Kippur. I'm sorry, the opposite is true for Sukkot. Okay? Every chag is associated with Simcha. Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah does not have Simcha Yetera, so I put them all the way on the other end of the spectrum. And Sukkot has Simcha Yetera. How do I know that? You all know the answer to this question. How do I know from the Torah that Sukkot has Simcha Yetera associated with it? Okay, good, because we know we say halal every day. Correct, because the pasuk, as the Rambam points it out, Shene'emar, v'samachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivat yamim, because the Torah associates specifically the mitzvah of Simcha with Chag HaSukkot. The Torah says, for 7 days, what do you have to do? You have to be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. The Ketzad HaYosim, how did they achieve this in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Erev Yom Tov HaRishon, Hayu Mitaknim B'Mikdash Makom L'Nashim Milamala V'L'Anashim Milamata Kedei Shelo Yitarvu Eilu Emeilu, says the Rambam. Erev Sukkot, in the Beit HaMikdash, they knew party time was coming because Sukkot was here, and Sukkot is associated with Simcha Yetera. So what did they do to prepare? They made a woman's section and a men's section, lest there be intermingling of the genders at the parties. Okay? Umatchilin lismach mimotzei yom tov harishon. And literally from motzei, the first chag, they would have parties. By the way, you will see that, Be'ezrat Hashem. Here in Eretz Yisrael, every night of Sukkot, everywhere you turn, there's Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Every single night. Oh, always. V'chein b'chol yom v'yom mi'yemei cholosh ha-mo'ed matchilim me'achar she'akrivu tamid shabin arbaim b'smoach sh'ayom im kol ha-layla. And the Beit HaMikdash, after the Korban Tzav in the afternoon, until the wee hours of the night, what was there? Simcha. Men and women separate, but there was Simcha. That is the Simcha Yitzera of Sukkot. Now, we've only, I think, driven the wedge farther in between the Yira of Yom Kippur and the Simcha of Sukkot. I haven't brought us any closer, have I? No. Okay. The Torah actually, in its inimitable fashion, does an amazing job of sewing the Chagim of Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot together. In a very subtle, but if you look for it, you will see it. In a very subtle way, but again, it becomes obvious if you look for it. I don't know what page you're up to, but go to the back page where you have the Psukim about Yom HaKippurim and the Psukim about Chag HaSukkot. And you will notice three particular similarities that sew these two Chagim together seamlessly. First of all, in the opening Pasuk about Yom Kippur, Pasuk Chavav Chavzayin, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'Emor, Ach be'esor l'chodesh hashvi hazeh Yom HaKippurim, etc., etc. Yes, the opening word is Ach. And the only other chag that opens with the same word, as you can guess, is of course Sukkot. Lamitet, Ach b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hashvi b'asachem etuah, etc. Both Yom Kippur and Sukkot begin with the words Ach. Also, and we do not have this with every chag, there is an explicit reason for Yom HaKippurim given in Torah in Pasuk Chavchet, Ki Yom Kippurim Hu L'chaper Alechem L'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. And also the Siba, the reasoning behind the Chiyuv in Chag HaSukkot, last Pasuk on the source, Pasuk Mem Gimel, L'ma'an Yedu Dorotechem Ki B'Sukkot Hoshavti Et B'nei Yisrael V'otzi Otam Eretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So both for Yom HaKippurim and for Chag HaSukkot, the reason for why we have the Chag is explicitly stated in our Psukim. Not so for the rest of the Chagim. Okay? And finally, if you'll notice, in both Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot, we have the concept of Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Everybody see it? Well, it's underlined for you by Yom Kippur, Pasuk Chavchet. We read that pasuk. L'chaper alechem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Everybody see it? Yes. Yes? And in Pasuk Mem, I'm sorry, it's not underlined. Pasuk Mem, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, v'samachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivat yamim, the pasuk that we already saw. So we have this concept of being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu both on Yom Kippur and on Sukkot, again, indicated by the Pesukim themselves. So even though conceptually Yom Kippur and Sukkot are on the opposite ends of the Simchamometer, right? Yom Kippur, there's no Simcha Yetera. Sukkot, there is Simcha Yetera. They couldn't be farther apart. What does the Torah do for us? Puts them together, sews them together, makes them connected. And they have to be connected because they're just 4 days apart. So the question is, how do we bridge this gap? How do we experience this Gesher? How do we bridge from the awe of Yom HaKippurim to the Simcha of Sukkot? So now, I want to go back to Yerach HaShulchan. I want to answer this question, and don't forget, we still have to answer our two original questions of the double din of building the Sukkah and the timing of Chag HaSukkot. So here we go, all wrapped up beautifully. In the Aruch HaShulchan Siman Hei in front of you. This is the Aruch HaShulchan explaining, in his opinion now, this is his Chiddush, why Sukkot is celebrated in Chodesh Tishrei. Ve'or yesh lomar ta'am nachon al ma she'mitzvah b'tishrei v'lo b'nisan lefi she'ratza hu yitbarach l'harot she'af al pi she'chot'im anachno מכל מקום לא שר השכחתו מעלינו ובצלו אנחנו יושבים ובמחסה כנפיו מתלונן. Why must Sukkot follow Yom Kippur, immediately follow Yom Kippur according to Yerach HaShulchan? Because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of demonstrating to us that, and Basi, this is what you were alluding to, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of alluding to us that he loves us. That even though we were just in this time of Yira, this time of Pachad, and we, of course, we just spent the last 24 hours clapping, Al-Chayt, 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 someone could walk out of Yom Kippur very nervous and wonder, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect me? What is my life going to be if I'm so bad and horrible and full of sin, etc.? But Sukkot, immediately following Yom Kippur, comes to teach us, no. Despite whatever we do wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And therefore, how does Sukkot symbolize that? What is a Sukkah? A Sukkah is literally HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Ananei HaKavod. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally enveloping us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us. We are sitting under his wing when we are sitting in the Sukkah. Not dissimilar to what we saw in our history. Ukumo she'achar matan Torah, asu et ha'egel, ve'al kol zeh nitratzeh lehem ha'kadosh, ve'im kol zeh, excuse me, nitratzeh lehem ha'kadosh baruch hu b'luchot achronot. We know historically this happened, right? After we came out of Mitzrayim, we sinned with the chet ha'egel, and therefore, we lost the first Luchos. And the second Luchos came to us when? On the calendar? On Yom HaKippurim. Ula'achar Yom HaKippurim tzivanu la'asot ha'mishkan. Immediately following the incident of the second Luchot, or the giving of the second Luchot, what do we get? The command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build the Mishkan. ששכינתו תשכון בינינו, כי דכי ושכנתי בתוך בני ישראל. ולא הסיר מעליהם ענני הכבוד. הקדוש ברוך הוא, despite even the greatest of all sins, despite חטא העגל, what does הקדוש ברוך הוא do? Immediately, give us the tzivui to build the Mishkan. Allow the Shekhinah of Hashem to come into Bnei Yisrael in a very direct way. And that's exactly what we experience when we go from Yom Kippur into Sukkot. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying, yes, you sinned, but I am still here to protect you. Kibokein asalanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvah zo dugmata lidorot. She'af al pi she'anu chotim kol hashana. Mikol makom v'yom ha'kippurim mechaper avonoteinu. She'anu shavim b'tshuva. V'siman l'davar. שתכף אחר יום הכיפורים ציווה עלינו לעשות סוכה שנמצא, שנשא, b'tzilo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most beautiful idea if you stop and think about it. We go from Yom HaKippurim straight into Sukkot because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's symbolic way of saying your tshuva was accepted. You are forgiven. The process you went through and culminating in Yom HaKippurim ended in Kapara. That's real. So much so that I now invite you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to benefit, to feel my arms around you. By the way, it sort of plays into, or it can be seen in Halakha, how many walls does the kosher sukkah have to have?
Two and a half.
Two and a half, yes? Anybody ever hear the idea that it's meant to be like this? It's supposed to be like a hug from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, it's real, it's written, I don't know where, but there's a term for it. Yes? Like this? Your mamish being enveloped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the spiritual feeling that we are meant to have. And it's not stam, it doesn't come stam at any time in the year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you think about it, it's crazy. He took it out of the calendar from where it belongs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved Sukkot from Nisan half a year later all the way to Tishrei. Why? Because Hashem wanted us to know that Yom Kippur worked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know that what we went through, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us, accepts us, and invites us into His embrace. And there really is a din that is what we are meant to experience during this time. If you look now at Siman Vav, Zayin, in the Aruch HaShulchan, Ochlim v'shotim v'smechim v'motzei Yom HaKippurim. We have a special mitzvah to eat and drink and be happy on Motzei Yom Kippur. Ba'al karutzei b'zeh ne'amar l'cho echo b'simcha ki kvar ratza. Where does that come from? Shabbos Miros? Menucha b'simcha? Yes? Echo b'simcha ki kvar ratza. Why, if you think about it, and once again, after you experience the year of Yom HaKippurim, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit down to a festive meal? And the answer is yes. We do sit down to a festive meal. Echo b'simcha ki kvar ratza. We are desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Despite all that we have done wrong, we have received kapara, and now we are desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kvar ratza Elokim et ma'asecha. V'nechshav ki tzat yom tov. V'ein omrim tachanun v'lo tzidkas chatzedek b'in Yom HaKippurim l'Sukkot. We don't say tachanun all of the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. What does that indicate to us? These are days of Simcha Yetera. V'chulam nechshavim yimei Simcha. V'hamedaktikim atchilu miyad l'asot tachanat l'Sukkot v'motzei Yom HaKippurim kibir l'atchil b'mitzvah miyad. And this is all for you, my friends, for those of you who didn't build the sukkah. That doesn't mean if you don't have anything to do, although if you don't have anything to do, but if you're not going to engage in sukkah building proper, what should you do? Yilmod ktsat mimasechet sukkah, o midinei sukkah. What are we supposed to be doing now? We are supposed to be preparing ourselves. It's a very short bridge, my friend. Sach HaKol, Sunday at nightfall, it will be Yom HaKippurim. It will be Sukkot. Yom Kippur's over. And the question is, how are we getting ourselves there? How are we moving from the Yira of Yom Kippur to the Simcha of Sukkot? And the answer is very obvious. As the Aruch HaShulchan explains, we are taking with us, we are moving away from the Yira and moving into Simcha with the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us back. With the knowledge that all that we have gone through on Yom Kippur did what it was supposed to do. And now the focus becomes on the Simcha, the holy Simcha. The Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Simcha of Shechinat Hashem, together, feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace in the Sukkah, that is the Simcha that we need to focus on. That's the Simcha that we start to feel as early as today. When you are Zochen, to go outside in the streets of Yerushalayim and you see all of the Sukkot being built, it's not Stam, of course, Sukkot had to be built so we could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sukkah, on Sunday night. But the Sukkot are being built literally as a siman ahava, as a siman of acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of us and who we are, despite any of our shortcomings throughout the year. So celebrate these upcoming 4 days well. Treat them as the chag they are meant to be. And we are wishing you, I am wishing you, Bein Hazmanim, an enjoyable Bein Hazmanim, a simchadek Bein Hazmanim. Remember that even though we won't see each other daily, we are just a phone call away, so please be in touch with anything. Wishing everybody here a wonderful, productive, growth-filled, and of course, simcha-filled zman, and enjoy.